From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, July 16th.
Just ahead, California goat grazing companies say a new wage law could threaten a key wildfire prevention tool.
Also, a judge says time is tight in the legal fight over Shasta County's Measure B election overhaul.
And a proposal to raise pay for Chico police officers has stalled after a divided city council vote this week.
Those stories are coming up.
But we start in Chico, where the man accused in last month's deadly library shooting returns to court this morning, and he's expected to enter a plea. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports prosecutors are also pressing Elon Musk's social media platform to turn over possible evidence in the case.
Bradley Scott Sayer faces two murder charges in the June 22nd attack that killed Jacob Cody Hull of Chico and Robert Johnson of Orland. The Butte County District Attorney's Office has also been seeking records from X, formerly Twitter. A court filing says the FBI served a search warrant on behalf of Chico police back on June 24th. But prosecutors say X had sent no update as of July 9th. They want the judge to order an X attorney to appear in person and explain the delay due to the gravity of the investigation. NSPR reached out to X but did not immediately receive a response. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Also in Chico, a plan to give police officers raises stalled this week when the city council split 3-3. The four-year deal calls for increases of 3-4% each year and would cost the city about $6 million. Supporters say the raises are needed to retain officers. Opponents raise concerns about the cost. The council will revisit the proposal in closed session.
And another decision from the Chico City Council: the city has approved new entertainment zones allowing people to carry alcoholic drinks through parts of downtown and Merriam Park. But what exactly are the rules, and how will the program work? NSPR's Claudia Brancart breaks it all down in today's in-depth episode of Headlines. Find it in this podcast feed and at mynspr.org.
Moving to Shasta County, a judge hopes to move swiftly on California's case against Measure B, the recently passed ballot initiative that would overhaul how local elections are held. That's according to Shasta Scout, which reports Judge Benjamin Hanna feels pressure to come to a decision before the November election. The Secretary of State's office sued the county last month, saying the measure violates state law. A final measure on the measure's legality would come later.
A federal judge has declined to immediately order lower releases from Shasta Dam. Environmental groups say the Bureau of Reclamation's summer and fall plan violates endangered species protections and could leave too little cold water for winter-run Chinook salmon. The judge said last week the groups offered a reasonable interpretation of dam operating rules, but the federal government's reading is also supported. KRCR reports another hearing is coming up to consider blocking the releases for longer.
And goats that like to munch on vegetation and brush are often used for wildfire mitigation projects in California. But grazing companies that contract goats out for these projects are warning a recent change in state law could put them out of business. The new law would require companies to pay goat herders four times what they currently make, which many say they can't afford to pay. Tim Arrowsmith owns Western Grazers in Red Bluff and says the state needs to step in to keep wages where they are.
The most natural thing we can do on the landscape is to graze. We're not spraying. We're not masticating with heavy equipment. We're running goats to eat the grass and the brush. What is the problem?
Grazers are asking state lawmakers to reject the new wage requirement before the legislative session ends in August.
Lastly, Circle of Friends Wellness Center in Burney will end client services July 24th after Proposition 1 changed how behavioral health funding is spent. The center offers people with mental health challenges peer support, classes, and connections to basic services. Community organizer Lisa Berry asked Shasta County to temporarily fund it while officials arrange a replacement program, a process that could take 6 months. And those are your headlines for Thursday, July 16th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.